mainly the thing that I got from it was the fact that not only did I get a college education and for my wife also, but meeting so many outstanding young men along the way and visiting practically every state in the Union and getting a chance to play in foreign countries and this type of thing. Because it opened some doors for me nowadays. In other words, even nowadays, even because my picture is in cop bubblegum pictures, mm-hmm. or cards, this kind of thing, it makes me feel, to some degree, because people are always bringing this up to me, you are a somebody, or you're somebody special, you're famous, this kind of thing, which I've never felt. But even this morning, where I work, a sergeant. Now you know I work in a correctional institution.
Right.
And a sergeant asked me if I would mind if you would bring a picture of me and would I autograph it for his brother. And I told him that I'd be glad to. But it's just this type of thing. And because we have young men at the prison, and these boys weren't even born when when I was playing, but yet I have the three bubblegum cards that I came out on hanging in my office.
Good.
And they see these cards and so this kind of opens their eyes as to who I am, or who I was, maybe.
No, you're still the same guy.
And so it's things like that. And really, I feel like that because I played Major League Baseball, it gave me a little edge on. Getting the job I have right now, although I was certainly qualified, overqualified really, getting the job at Western Carolina University, a head baseball coaching job, this type of thing. And so, these are types of things that it has definitely helped me.
Do you have any other memento souvenirs from your career other than the baseball cards?
You would have to say that. I have a whole basement that's the nicest room in my house, carpeted, fireplace, and mantel, and all of this kind of thing. All four walls are paneled and covered with pictures or pennants or my uniform and trophies and bats. And now, because I played with Willie Stargell at Columbus, Ohio, the year before he went to the majors, Willie and I were very close and remained very close all through his career at Pittsburgh. And so at the end of his career, his last year, I was in Atlanta and went in the clubhouse and was talking with Willie and told him that I would like to have one of his bats to put in my trophy room. And so he reached in his locker and pulled out a brand new bat with Stargell on it and gave it to me, and I have that bat down there.
Great.
It's things like that. But I, over many years, anything that I saw that had baseball attached to it, little playthings or mementos, I collected and kept them in a special box back at my parents' home, and always wished and hoped for a day when I'd be able to take everything out of that box and hang it up or put it on display. And so it's quite meaningful to me to go into that room and look around because of pictures, autographed pictures, and this kind of thing that that I have down there in that room. And if you're ever down this way, I'd be glad to show you that room. And
I'd love to see it. And, I'll get through there one of these days.
But yes, I do have a few memorabilia from my baseball days.
What's your favorite item?
I suppose it's a plaque that a very large and very nice plaque that I got from the Pittsburgh Baseball Writers Association after spring training in 1958 as being the most valuable, most outstanding Pirate player in spring training.
Oh, very good.
This the Dapper Dan Men's Club in Pittsburgh sponsored a supper for the Pirates in Pittsburgh after we got back up north, and so I was presented that plaque that night, and a $100 gift certificate, I'm very proud of that because now this was over players such as Grote and Clemente and Friend and Face and all the established major leaguers on the Pirate team. I had that outstanding a spring training.
Well, you kind of had to, didn't you? You were, I guess, at very best unheralded.
Definitely. See, I went to, that was the first year that I went to spring training with the Pirates, the Major League Club. And at Fort Myers, Florida. And I played the year before at Columbus, Ohio, their other, we had two AAA clubs. We had Hollywood mm-hmm. in the Pacific Coast League and Columbus in the International League. And so they put all their prospects at Hollywood. They had Dick Stewart and Benny Daniels, Kurt Radin, George Witt, guys like that who on the Hollywood club. And all the peons on the on the Columbus team. And I was 9-13 on the Columbus team. We were tied with Montreal the last day of the season, and we beat, I think it was Montreal, or we won and they lost on the final day of the season, and so we ended up one game above bottom. I really didn't have a good year down there, and so I went to spring training the next year, and all the talk starting out was about young pitchers Daniels, Radin, and Witt.
None of them ever mounted a hill of beans.
I wasn't supposed to make the club or wasn't expected to. And so the thing they do or the thing they did in spring training was put us out there on the mound against the major leaguers and or against opposing major league teams, and you pitch your way off of the team. And so here I go out, and I shut out somebody and look good in two or three innings. And here I go out again the next time and do the same thing. And it gets to be more often then. And the Pittsburgh sports writers were all down there, and back in Pittsburgh, the papers were coming out, Blackburn this and Blackburn that. They were interviewing me and taking pictures and this kind of thing, and so they had to keep using me, and I just kept doing very well, I had the best ERA in spring training. And pitched more innings than anybody else in spring training. And so they couldn't help but keep me on the major league team.
They never defined your role for you though until you.
Oh, definitely not.
Wow.
No, they actually they started me against the White Sox or against Detroit or something down there in spring training. So as far as I knew, I was still a starting pitcher. Even when we went north, and didn't know until opening day that I was going to be in the bullpen.
Who were the starters behind Friend and Law? Was Klein still there? No, he was gone, wasn't he?
No, Ronnie Klein was there.
Was he?
Yeah. Harvey Haddix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Harvey, during the winter, they had that big trade of Haddix and Kluzewski and Don Hoke and Smokey Burgess coming over to our place. As a fifth starter, it was usually one of the young pitchers like Radin or Daniels or Witt. And really, I think Witt and Radin, Daniels didn't look that good early, so he was sent down. And
now Witt had a pretty doggone good year, didn't
yeah,
he? And then faded rapidly.
Especially his first time around the league, the big curveball he had was really effective. And but the second time around, he wasn't as effective because they got to the place where they could wait for the big curveball, and they hit him a little right much harder after that. Yeah.
This is great. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Well, I'll tell you, here I've been running my mouth for quite a long time, and I know this is long distance and all, but you asked for it.
Well, I appreciate it.
I don't know if there's anything in here that or that I've said that that you can get anything from, but you're certainly welcome to use anything that that I have said. I stand on anything that I've said as the truth and my personal feeling. And as I said in the letter, I'm pretty outspoken when it comes to giving my opinion. And so although you're hearing this from a nobody, you can use it any way you want to.
I still dispute the nobody. I will, a magazine will buy this. I mean, I'm not going to retire off what I'm going to get on this, believe me. In fact, I might not even be able to buy a bag of groceries. But I will, before I submit it, I will send you a copy to make sure that what is in there is what
you
said. Pardon me?
Are you taping this?
Certainly. I should have told you that in the first place.
Well, that's all right.
I'm sorry I didn't. I should have. And I will... You know, before it gets submitted anywhere, I'll send it to you for your, you know, if you see it and say no, then no big deal, just scratch it.
Well, let me say also that that I've appreciated your letters. It's not often someone that asks for an autograph that just because I autograph something and maybe answer a question or two, that I get a reply back or a thank you from someone like yourself, and so I appreciate your being so kind to thank me, and I'm certainly a down to earth type of person that feels that. That whatever I can do for a fan, I will certainly do. And I've been amazed that over the years, now here I've been out of baseball nearly 30 years. Well, let's see how many years. I've lost count. And yet there's hardly a week, winter and summer, that goes by that during all these years that I haven't gotten a...